What's the secret to a great Christmas carol? A beautiful melody, thoughtful text and the perfect turn of phrase, the harmony, the singability? This rendition of I Saw Three Ships is performed by the Minneapolis group Vocal Essence. For the past 6 years, this group, along with the American Composers Forum, have co-sponsored the Welcome Christmas Carol Contest, inviting musicians to enrich the repertoire with new songs for the season. Vocal Essence Artistic Director Philip Brunel joins us from the studios of Minnesota Public Radio. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, Leanne.
So tell us, what is the secret to a great Christmas carol?
I think that, first of all, it's got to be the melody. There has to be something that people grab onto and that they want to repeat that sort of sticks in their brain. People have always said that a carol was simply a song. It was simple. It could be hilarious. Didn't necessarily have to be sacred, though many of them are. And that it was popular.
Now, what is it you are listening for specifically when you hear these new carols coming in?
I'm looking for a good tune, and I'm looking for an accessibility not only for the singers, but for the audience. I'm looking for a straightforward text. It doesn't have to be an old text from the past. It could be something brand new. And if it's going to be, say, up-tempo, then I'm looking for something that you can tap your foot to.
Two winners this year. The first, Thomas Fielding, wrote a carol called Behold the Dark and Bitter Night for chorus and harp. And there's the other winner, but let's talk about this one first. What set this carol apart from the some 74 entries you had?
First of all, he wrote his own text. It's not very often that people are adept at writing both an interesting piece of music and an interesting text. They, you know, seem to shine at one or the other. In this case, the composer really shone at both. Then I think another thing about the piece was the really sumptuous writing that he has done for the singers. There's a kind of gradual build to each of the three verses. The text is very much of today. In a way, it reminds me of a social conscience text like It Came Upon the Midnight Clear, which really had nothing to do so much with just Christmas, but it had to do with peace on earth. And the same thing happens with Fielding's, with what he talks about, lives lost, about bombs. But it's not a gruesome piece. It's a very uplifting piece.
Behold this dark and bitter night where bombs still fall and lives are crushed, and children scorn still raise their plight. The Christ child brings his word of hope. Behold, behold this night.
Thomas Fielding joins us. Tell us about the process. Where did the words come from, and then how did you marry them to the music?
When I saw the call for scores from Vocal Essence, the first thing that came to mind was, of course, I need a text to set. I really think that the text is primary, and I definitely wanted to do something that would be not just sort of, recounting a historical event, but to do something that would look at sort of the underlying values and so forth of the holiday and relate those to the modern world. The starting point for the text was actually the first reading of the Midnight Mass of the Roman Catholic lectionary, the first line of which is, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light." That's really a big transitionary moment in the Roman Catholic liturgical year. Advent is sort of a celebration or a remembering of the time before Christ and sort of preparing oneself not only for the birth of Christ at Christmas, but the reentry of Christ at the end of time. So there's this idea of preparation, and then that changes at Christmas when the celebration begins of this great event that has happened.
We do three performances of Welcome Christmas, and there were a number of people after one or other of the performances who said, this piece just touched me deeply. I was just moved to tears by the performance, by the text, the whole thing together.
Alan Higby was the second winner for his setting of the Christina Rossetti poem In the Bleak Midwinter. What did you hear here?
Gustav Holst, of course, set a wonderful melody to this many years ago. But what Alan Higby did is to write a completely new melody and obviously a new harmony for these beloved words of Rossetti. And in his, again, a wonderful melody for this text. And then the way the oboe weaves in and out of what the choir is doing. Sometimes it takes the melody and the choir is providing the harmony. It just has a beautiful singing quality, which is also what the voices have.
Alan Higby joins us now. The most famous Christmas carol setting of this poem by Christina Rossetti was done by composer Gustav Holst. How did you choose to approach the poem and then set it to music that is not Holst?
Basically, I just took a look at the text itself as separate from the music. One of the characteristics of very well-written poetry is that it will suggest lines of music, and this particular text by Rossetti has some very powerful images.
Worship the beloved with a kiss, the idea that the kiss of love can warm even the hardest of hearts.
Mm-hmm. That just suggested a line for the soprano section with no harmony, just the sheer simplicity of a melody to convey the simple tribute of a mother kissing the baby.
I think it's difficult to get a new carol, particularly a religious new carol.
Again, Vocal Essence Artistic Director Philip Brunel.
People have their old favorites from the past. Many of them came along in the 19th century. So I think in a way people say, oh, I already have this treasury of carols. I'm not sure I need any more. So I think it just takes time for these things to catch on, and they may never get to the popularity of Deck the Halls, but then Deck the Halls has about 600 years going for it.
So based on the reception that these carols had when they were performed with Vocal Essence earlier this month in Minneapolis, you think they're going to take hold in the Christmas carol repertoire?
I think they will. I think for choirs, it has a real future, and I think the same thing is true for In the Bleak Midwinter. Audiences love the idea of a fresh expression at the holiday time for an old thought.
Philip Brunel, Artistic Director of Vocal Essence. The winning entries for the group's Welcome Christmas Carol contest featured harpist Lynn Aspness and oboist Marilyn Ford. The music was recorded earlier this month by Minnesota Public Radio. You can hear the full carols on our website at npr.org.